Thank the light, everyone. I'm here and excited to watch some Wheel of Time. And this is my wolf brother, my single wolf brother and wolf brother.
Just the two of us. It's like old times, buddy.
We can make it if we try, just the two of us.
It's like when we started this little thing, just us two.
2 long years ago. That's right, everybody. Jeremy's busy. We couldn't wrangle a third. And so we're going to hold this down, like Justin said, just like old times. This is about episode 2 or episode 3. I'm only doing one intro today, people. We're just going to roll right through these two. Episode 2, Strangers and Friends. Justin, do you know what episode 3 is called?
Dang it, I don't.
Well, when we start talking about episode 3, we'll say it loud and proud. If you don't know what we're doing a full length commentary. That means we're gonna watch the movie and talk along with it. There's gonna be some silence when we're just excited watching. There's going to be Justin talking to no one when I'm going to the bathroom. There will be some times where we get off base a little bit, I'm sure. But if you're looking for a buddy to rewatch season 2 with, enjoy this. Or if you've seen the episode a couple times and you just want some extra insight, just throw it on and go mow the lawn. I know how you do out there.
Yeah,
I know what you're doing. You fucking lawn mowing podcast. If it wasn't for vacuuming, I wouldn't listen to any podcasts.
Yeah, driving.
It's nice too. I got a good feed going through of the show going into my recording too. So I'll be able to bring up the volume every once in a while to keep everyone synced. All right, I'm going to hit play on watch episode 3. Prime, the Wheel of Time, episode 3. What might be... I'm going to watch the previously on because a lot of times it goes back to like season 1 or something and reminds me.
Yeah.
Of things. You failed me. Alana will see you at the top.
What do you want from me?
I don't want to hurt you.
You can't.
I don't want to hurt you. You can't. Oh, Logan.
Oh, that low main guy is scary.
I gotta have a low mane. Oh.
Couple of things from the last episode. You get a couple overhead shots of Tarvalin. It was really cool.
I saw the man in the boat on the TV. I just couldn't find him on the...
Right.
on the map of the whole...
IRL, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We are fading in on the arches. We are at 1:13.
What do they do?
Many things, child. They are from before the breaking. Made during a time
Shariam.
When women could create
Shariam said I.
Tell me about the Terangrials.
Where are you at, Des?
I am 1:33.
Others do what they do simply with the presence of any woman who can
138, 39, 140, 41.
Many Aes Sedai have been killed or burned out learning that.
And you want me to just walk through them?
We know what this one does. It will bring you face to face with your greatest fears and what those fears are.
Tell me about the Terangrial. Well, it's convenient. They are telling you about the Terangrial.
They say it brings you face to face with your fears. That's not correct. It kind of is.
I mean, pretty much.
I guess it's what you fear you left behind. What you fear, I guess so.
Just like, it's like an etrope. It's like ghost
I just
of past,
don't feel like there's no
ghost
way
of
that
present, ghost of future.
Yeah.
Ghost of Aes Sedai pass.
I just find it hard to believe that thousands of Aes Sedai who've gone through these arches, it's just nothing but their fears. Because
I feel like, okay, I was thinking about this the other day. This is kind of stupid, but it's just like a weird theory I had. You know, in the Age of Legends, they just made what they needed, right? So, you know, they had things like light bulbs and things that were like cars and things like that. So I feel like this particular Terangrial is, okay, I've came with two things One is it's like an amusement park ride. Right?
Okay.
So it's like, hey, here you go. You know, if you want to go in and be afraid, like, what do you want? You know, you want to face your fears. You want to get braver. You want to see what your life would be like if you got with, you know, Judy from, you know, up at Tarrant Ferry. You know, would you just be, what happened if you weren't? What if you went to Camelin and joined the Queen's Guard instead of being a sheep herder?
But why are those always fears, though? Those can't always be fear. Like, some of those have to just turn out awesome.
Well, it's not a fear, you know. I think the Aes Sedai make it that way because it is a portal to the world of dreams. And I think as they channel into it, they control what they do. So it's like, you know, what do you want to see? It's almost like a three wishes type of thing. You can, and if you decide you don't want to come back through the arches, then you live there forever. Like I said, I almost feel like it was, the other thing was, it's sort of like this in a testing phase, but it's like, you know, more like the Aiel use it. It's kind of coming of age history lesson, almost like a library. I saw some theories too, because I'll tell you, these characters, a couple of these characters who are here right now in the books are
bad.
Not true to their Aja, shall we say.
bad news.
But one of the things that I saw is one
into
of the people
yard.
Who in the books is true to their Aja, who is in this room right now, maybe is also a black Aja in the show.
Oh.
And that would make a little sense because that would make all three people in this room black Aja, if that's the case in the show. And that would make a little more sense to why this is kind of a little class, clandestine little class. Hey, we're just going to bring the three of us. We're going to throw you through the arches. See how it goes. You come out, maybe we can recruit you to the Black Aja. If not, then, you know, fucking, you're a super powerful channeler and you were going to fight against the shadow. So fuck you. You're dead.
That would make sense because, yeah, it's so weird that they're like sneaking her down in there in the middle of the night with just three of them.
It seems weird because, and you know, maybe that's just how they're doing it because of they had restrictions for filming or whatever. But maybe it has a payoff. And I'm curious to see what it would be because it's definitely, you know, there's much more fanfare, you know, canon wise in the books. You know, there was, I think, shit for Nynaeve's testing. I think there was 12 or 13 of them there because it was a big deal because she's so strong.
Yeah. Yeah. You sell tickets for that shit.
Yeah. It's an event.
Yeah. All the warders would want to be there because they want to be first in line to.
That guy who just shot that arrow.
Yeah.
Is the extra who also played Arthur Hawkwing, I believe.
Oh, really?
If he didn't play Arthur Hawkwing, he played another unnamed hero, which was, I thought was fun.
Who is that? Egwene? Oh, Mom.
That's Nynaeve.
Mom. I don't remember that. No, I know. I was wondering who the arrow shooter was. I forgot that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mom rolls in like an elven princess.
Mm. I'm getting her confused with Swan. That's why I was like, holy shit, where did Mom come from?
I didn't know Swan had a mom.
Yeah, she was born out of pure midichlorians from her dad's penis.
Well, it's funny too because just like Anakin and Grogu.
Oh, is that the prayer that she speaks in old tongue?
Yeah, that's the little prayer that she says. Yeah. Also, you know, canonically, she's not from the Two Rivers, I don't believe.
No.
But I would assume that they're making her from the Two Rivers because Mom's got a longbow in her hand.
Oh. Yeah, but, we don't know where the fuck she came. Like, she just got, like, dropped off at the fire station.
They don't never. I think they say that she. Her wisdom, the wisdom from Evensfield, like, found her. You know, and took her as an apprentice and brought her back to Evansfield, I believe.
At what age, though? Like, is she? Do we ever
pretty young?
Ever talk?
8 or 9, I think.
Okay, so old enough to have some memories of before.
Yeah, for sure. They have. It's kind of like this. I think it's kind of informing on Nynaeve and how she got to the Two Rivers a little bit. I think.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. I see.
Because you can tell by the way she's dressed, like she's supposed to be a little kid.
Yeah. And the reflection we see in the water, I forget, is the 70-year-old.
Right. Fuck. Thanks. You know what? Couldn't have channeled a little heat into that water? It's fucking icy, bitch. God, that was rude. Honestly.
Oh, are we killing? Are we curing ALS while we're at it? You. God damn it.
Yeah, I know. Fucking ice bucket challenge, you turd. This tea is absolutely scalding. It's ridiculous.
I mean,
I'm very sorry. It's absolutely absurd. Could you cool this down for me? Oh, you're going to stick. I didn't know you were going to stick your whole finger. I'll put this.
For later.
Here. For later. New webcam doesn't look too bad. I got them to refund 35 bucks on my screen because my camera doesn't work. I'm like, I don't want to take this thing apart again. They're like, well, yeah. we'll refund you 35 bucks. And I'm like, cool, I'll buy a webcam for 20 bucks.
What kind of webcam you get?
Problem solved. I don't even know.
I'm just curious because I just bought one too.
It's, I don't even know, bro.
I got a Logitech is what I got.
I think it's something like that, except cheaper. It was $23.
Yeah, that's what mine. I think mine was exactly $23 too.
But I mean, it looks fine. It's just plug it in.
Yeah, it didn't even occur to me that like, oh yeah, you got a fucking.
You're good. So.
Yeah, you can point yours at your TV too, and I can point mine at my TV, and we can get fully. We can go into each other.
Yeah, just like. I hate it. Through the Two Rivers after you left.
Okay, 90. Oh,
this is a kind of an interesting change. She goes back on one of her things to the Two Rivers, and it's some other lady who's they're like afraid of, and she'll kill people if they get out of line. Well, Natty Cawthon is Matt's mom, and she's taking over his wisdom, and she's basically just offing everybody. Like, do you catch that?
By accident, though, just because she doesn't know what she's doing, right?
Well, not really, no. She's like, well, they're going to die anyway, so I just give them a little too much to ease their pain.
Oh.
Like, they're like, she's like, they might get better. She's like, they probably won't.
And this is her fear for now of what's going on now, right? It was the...
Right, she's like, basically, I feel like I abandoned my village.
Yeah, and it's probably going to hell.
Dang it, my intro was going to be in the words of the great Dennis Miller, and in light of the Raiders firing their head coach 8 games into the season, which I'm glad for. Yeah. You know, we couldn't get the episode 1 commentary out. Why, Desmond? Because we were the plane with the patch over the good eye, said I. Pretty good, right?
Oh, that is fantastic.
I wish I could take credit for it. Dennis Miller, man.
Yeah.
When he was fucking announcing fucking.
I wish I could find those. I would just like watch those old Dennis Miller Monday Night Football games.
I'd watch every game just to hear him talk because it was him and Al Michaels, and Al Michaels was just like, what in the fuck?
There was
are
a
you
third
about,
one,
man?
Too. And there was it. Oh, was that when Tony. Tony Kornheiser was on too. Was it Tony Kornheiser?
I don't know. It was him and maybe it was somebody else. I can't remember, but all I know is like he said that one night when the Raiders were playing. He's like, last few years they've been playing like they got the patch over the good eye. And I shit myself laughing because I'm, you know, that's hilarious.
Please don't go.
I promise you, I'm coming back.
Nynaeve,
you are washed clean of your sins.
I mean, we get some really heartbreaking shit, you know, in Nynaeve's tests, man, for sure. I do love how they did the arches were just I mean, like, it's exactly how I imagined it in my head.
Yeah. It just looks like a giant fucking oath rod.
It does. Speaking of oath rods, you think, I don't know, dude. Moraine's little oath to Suan just keeps bugging me more and more. I just think it's bullshit or cover up or something. I don't get it.
It's
probably nothing.
No, but
it's probably something that'll never be revisited, but.
Yeah, I feel like it could have been something, but you're right. I wouldn't be surprised if it just never came up again.
Yeah.
But I feel like the whole point of it was that she was swearing herself to Suan, not the White Tower.
That's what I felt too. But then it's just kind of like, what does that exactly mean? Because, you know, we see some stuff later on in episode 7 and 8. It's like, you guys don't seem like you're on the same team anymore, so.
Okay. Nynaeve is falling.
So I don't know. This is.
I don't remember this.
This
at
is
all.
Weird. You know, she kind of has this vision of herself in like a red dress, and she's kind of got her hair like Leandrin.
Oh, yeah. She is all redded up.
So I'm assuming that this is just her fear of, like, basically fear of land, fear of love, because, you know, if she's red, then she can just kind of be like, well, I don't need a warder. I don't need land. I don't want him. And she's like, I can't have him. He's Moraine's. So I'm assuming it has something to do with that.
Why can't I remember?
You're still inside.
Because you didn't do shit. You know, it's funny. I should have been ready for this one, but this one kind of caught me. I mean, I was like, this can't, that was, what's going on? That was way too short. What just happened? And I was like, well, they'll show us later.
Yeah, I figured it's like, okay, a lot happened, but they can't spoil it all right now. So she lives a whole fucking.
What was that she had in her hand?
I think it was the it was something from the first arch.
No, dude, that was Lan's Hadori.
Oh.
That was his fucking leather thing around his head, I think.
Cause they in the first one, her dad takes something out of her hand that looks similar and they wash away the blood in the first arch. So I'm trying to look at the arches. I just realized one arch isn't complete. Where show me the third fucking arch. Because one of the arches is just two posts. The third arch is the only one that's totally complete. I think.
The one behind her? No, it's just turned. Oh, that one's broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's broken on the right.
Yeah.
I bet that's more of a clue that it's not the real ones, dude.
Oh,
I'll have to do some research into that. I'm gonna have to look at that and see what she has in her hand and drop. So I think it's Lan's like leather, like head thing. Yeah, I was like, I knew that this was like bullshit, but I was just like, I don't. Like, she would never leave. She's not going to leave. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. And I was just like, but what's happening? Because I don't either. Do you know what Aes Sedai means in the Old Chung? Neither do I, Egwene. So I'll see you later.
So only one of the arches is complete. The one on the right and the left are incomplete.
Really?
They're just posts.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Which I guess.
So
I
mean, it's a broken amusement park ride then.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Take nuts and screws out Ferris wheels. So, yeah. So Lan did just kind of wander off. In the real world, Moraine took off and Lan is on his own. So that's why this isn't crazy, right? Or should we know right now that this is...
No, see, that's the one thing that kind of makes sense is because he was heading back to the tower with Alanna.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Or he was leaving the tower, or yeah, he was heading back to the tower with Moraine, and then they kind of met on the road, and then... Because Alanna is heading to her family's. But he's like, I left them, and I came back here for you. I heard you were going through the arches.
The golden arches.
Yeah. Where's my brother? Fucking
quarter pounded with cheese. Cheese. Oh, yeah. Cheese.
Royale with cheese.
What the fuck?
They don't ever kiss with tongue in the books. This is crap.
That's a change I'm okay with.
Right there, I know so many people are like, wait, what the fuck? Yeah, you heard something.
In the Two Rivers, they only kiss with tongue. It doesn't matter if it's your mom or your sister.
Gross. Yeah, I see the leather headband he's got on his head.
And there's no third option. Dez. There's only mom and sister.
Same person. See the leather cord he's got on his head? I think that's what was in her hand.
Oh, that pot. That pot's the one I was telling you about. That Moraine is holding. Hopefully they'll show it again. It's so cool. It's got like the yin-yang. The yin-yang.
Oh, you mean Leandra?
Leandra, sorry. God damn it.
The one that... cool. That Meandrin's holding.
Some are just not up to the task of wearing this ring.
No, she trusted you. Trusted us, and we got her killed.
What was that little look from Leanne? She was like, I told you she wasn't ready, bitch. Stupid Red. Stupid Red sister. Stupid Red Aja.
Boom! Cold open, bitches!
God, that's right. A 20 fucking minute cold open, dude. Jesus Christ. I forgot about that.
9:20:50.
Was it really?
Yeah.
You know, that was a nice vase, and you just smashed it.
Like, we are a third of the way into this episode, and the credits, quote unquote, credits just.
Oh, went. I'm sorry. Was that an expensive piece? The smoking lamp?
It's a lamp, mama, and this is where you turn it on. Oh.
It's about to go down.
Oh.
I mean, this never happens in the book, but this is pretty, like, grand scale of like, hey, go fuck yourself. We are the Shanshan.
Yeah. This is a great scene for the show. Because they definitely talk about all this stuff.
Yeah. And it's just, you don't really see it. You hear people talking about secondhand and stuff. You don't actually see it. So I think it's pretty killer that they do it.
Uno
definitely did a good job.
Uno's wearing the patch over the right eye.
No, definitely not.
You have forgotten your history. You squat on stolen land.
It's funny. I think he's going to be, you know, Gidel Kane as his hero, the Horn character. And it's funny. Jeremy actually said that on like the first episode that he was on. He was like, who'd have made a good Gidel Kane?
Oh, no way.
I'm like, well, I think he is.
I don't think so, because that's going to take too much explaining. I think he's just going to be Uno, hero of the horn.
Could be, but Birgitta's very important, and her and Gaido Kane are kind of attached.
It's so weird when we see the Shanshan take off her mask. Like, I thought for sure that she was going to be like Darth Vader and never show her face.
Later.
When you swear the oaths and bow before the High Lady Surah, the debt of your forefathers shall be forgiven. You will share in the prosperity of the Shanchan's return from Atuin's mill to farm to our great empire across the sea.
Uno's just like, yeah, I don't think so. Oh, weird. I've only seen the Shanchan with the makeup below the nose. They just showed one that had makeup only the nose up.
Lady Sura, pledging fealty to the throne.
This man.
She knows it too. She's just like, this is our sacrificial goat right here.
I know, it's rough, dude. It's pretty rough.
Avert your eyes and kneel.
You'd bloody well like that, wouldn't you?
Bend the knee and swear the oath.
Thank you. And your oaths.
And your oaths. Four nails in the air.
Those
and
who will
down.
Not swear the oaths will have the oaths sworn for them.
To obey, to await, to serve.
Any other questions?
That was rough, man.
I love the little Shanchan song they have. La la la.
Oh yeah, it's pretty fucking evil. I'll say that.
And they bow.
Fucking ate this parents' mouths open again. Jesus. Dude, Loyal's pissed. Did you see his face? You look at his eyes, dude. He's just like, he's almost cross-eyed. So he's just like, urgh.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's hard to make an Ogier mad, but once you do, it's like, oh, buddy, you better be careful, my friend.
I hope he smashes someone like Hulk smashes Loki.
I know, just bah, 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 bah. Like in Dungeons and Dragons when the owlbear just.
Yeah.
Did I do good? How about a couple more? Quack, 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 quack. I find myself kind of like making jokes about that movie.
Why are Perrin and is it because he can see whatchamacallit? A cog in the wheel, whatever they call him. Why is Ishmael staring daggers at Perrin and no one else?
No, those aren't daggers, buddy. Those are bedroom eyes. They didn't tell you that Ishi was a member of REO Speedwagon, did they?
Yes.
So, and this is another thing, and I'm curious about your opinion that, you know, we get a little more low gain after this. We can talk about it some more, but is his kind of like, he seems a little unstable, obviously. He's in an insane asylum. He's been gentled. Do you think that his kind of like mental instability is power related or the fact that he's gentled and kind of locked up or both?
I think it's a little gentled and locked up, but I think it's a lot just patience. I think his demeanor is patience. Just like, you know?
Because he's a little older than Rand and he's been channeling for a while. So in the books, though, he's held the madness at bay. He doesn't really. There's one thing his madness is like he's really, really afraid that he'll be gentled or captured and he'll won't be powerful anymore. Once he gets his power back, he's like, that's his madness. Like he gets like panicked. He wants to find a powerful, like Saw Angreal, so people can't, you know, shield him ever.
I mean, he should, in theory, he should be on 24-hour suicide watch, right?
I mean, he's been probably channeling for at least 5 years, probably more like 10. So he should be in pretty bad shape at this point, I would think.
Yeah. Well, and just the...
Maybe it's like, this... you know, because the more you channel, the more it comes at you. Like, and apparently, like, at a certain point, like, sometimes you can keep the madness at bay, but it'll start to, like, affect you physically. Like, almost like leprosy or something.
Well, but even that, like, once you take the power away, that's, like, it's the saddest, like, you're just sad all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, and it depends. They say, like, if you can find something to dedicate your life to, you know, after the fact that you might survive, you know, and then it gets better over time. They say some women, you know, decided to go home and get married and have a family, and that filled the void, but, you know, only partly. So I think it just depends on the person.
So it's, again, it's back to football. It's just like when you retire from football, if you don't find something to do, you'll probably just do a bunch of steroids and die. what else are you going to do?
Then I'll show you what you want to know.
Are you serious?
I could use a taste of home.
We're thousands of miles away from Galden. Where am I supposed to find a bottle of wine like that?
You worked out how to get yourself here. I'm sure you can work this out too.
Wave on wave. Cheers roll from watchers in their thousands. Roll across the rooftops and towers of Ilion. Crash and break unheard. Around 1,000 ears of riders whose hearts and eyes shine with their sacred quest. The great hunt of the horn rides forth. Right.
Oh,
tell you what, this guy's no Tom Maryland.
The fucking puppets. Did you see that? Huh? There was the puppet battle.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
How? Well, that dude was a Gleeman. You see his cloak? Was his cloak? Because he's a Gleeman. He's got the patched cloak.
They just showed so much so fast, and I.
Well, and there's people like signing up for the Hunt of the Horn right there. Do you see the little getting the little brands or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Horn. What horn? Like you don't know what fucking horn, Rand. Quit lying.
No.
What horn? I'm not horny. What? What are we talking about? I play the flute. Not in this though. Only in the book. Tom said I can't play his harp. There is no harp. He just goes and starts looking through the liquor cabinet. I need a Gildan in red.
I know. And it's like, she's not going to have any fucking questions.
Like, he knows fucking shit about wine anyway. He's from the Two Rivers.
I need an extremely specific, expensive bottle of wine, but shut your mouth, barkeep.
Yeah, God forbid you could help me find it.
Yeah, seriously, can't you weave together a fucking...
Rand, you dumb bastard. It's a schooner, not a sailboat.
Hangover cure. Anyone who can channel water should be able to take away a hangover, right? Hydrate.
Can't just like force it into someone's skin. Doesn't work that way.
You don't know how it works, especially not in the show.
The Force?
Your answer for everything. Yeah, you just saw her yesterday before we took her in the dungeon and threw her in the arches. Do I stutter?
God damn it, that kid's back on the escalator again. Leave it alone.
You see that guy at the end of Tarvalen? That's just a guy in a suit. All right, everybody, we're turning this on and we're just putting on Mallrats now. This is now a Mallrats commentary.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for
listen,
one
the customer is always an asshole, okay?
Except for one of us has to do heroin to make it an official Mallrats commentary. One of us has to nod. Love you, Jason Mewes, you beautiful, sober father.
Heroin's not funny, unless it is.
Unless you survive. Unless you're heroin. Heroin's not funny, especially when you're a guy who has to clean in the kitchen because your buddy's nodding off in the bathroom. Not that I would know anything about that.
Yeah.
Twice.
I'm fucking slammed. Dude, I love how they just packed up, like, didn't offer Nynaeve shit to Egwene, just boxed it up and took her shit away. Now you can't have it. We're going to take it.
Oh, yeah. They just fucking... I'm surprised there isn't an Aes Sedai knocking on the door right now, coming in for her bunk. I hear there's an empty room in here. I got it. Next.
Queen, just get out. Get that, out. I don't want your toilet wine.
Is that Mahoney coming in for the police academy? Oh,
Hightower.
Oh, we're done with you, Matt.
Yeah.
Bye.
God, you can go now.
This happened to me when we did commentaries for this first season, too. My constant surprise that how early things happened. But I also forget, too, that's because I forget they keep dropping. They drop three episodes at once. So the first one long episode.
It all kind of runs together like a movie. And you're like, it starts to get out of place.
Your door's open.
Oh, that's crazy. She's telling him about Nynaeve, but Matt has no idea who she's talking about. Does he even know that Nynaeve can channel? I suppose he does. Because he wasn't in the cave. Ran and him were off on their own.
I don't think he does, because they didn't channel until they were in the ways, were they?
Oh, Leandrin is all fatalistic. Leave or stay. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
I just want my lingonberry pancakes.
Believe in nothing, the mouse. We believe in nothing, Leandrin. Nothing.
Nothing.
Leandrin cut off a toe.
Leandrin, you want a toe? I can get you a toe.
I suppose that she's keeping Moraine. She says she's keeping Moraine's little secret, but I still don't. It's like, is she doing it for Moraine, or is she doing it for is she male? Stupid desperate boy.
You left them. If you had only read the book, you would have known you were not supposed to leave them.
Yeah.
You ruined everything, Matt. Ooh, ouch.
A prick just like your father.
Ugh. Yeah, what is...
Oh, dude, that's kind of like, starve in the blight. Just die in a hole.
So she lets Matt go. She burns Nynaeve's ring. So is that like the fires of Mordor? Is that what they pour the new rings out of too? That molten metal?
I don't know. This is, I'm not sure exactly what that is.
It'd be odd.
It's definitely,
if it is just molten metal and they pour the rings out of there as well, that'd be fucking rad.
But what's keeping it hot?
The force.
Damn it, got me again, bro. Son of a bitch.
Oh.
You know, I was thinking, this is pretty good because Egwene's like fucking kind of flexes on Leandrin.
But you were supposed to be the smart one. The girl who knew her place.
Yeah, you're not walking through that. I put fire.
I know my place. My place is protecting my friend. That's what my place is. You know what? Maybe don't walk towards the ledge, Egwene. How about that?
Yeah, maybe don't back up towards the ledge, ding dong. You fucking hustled yourself there, Harrison Ford, and like, oh. There's no railing, by the way. That's a long way down.
Speaking of Star Wars, we don't believe in railings, only deep caverns.
Yeah, just deep
and
chasms.
Long pathways. No railings.
Throw the Emperor into it. Do it.
You have no idea what I'm capable of.
God, Kate Fleetwood is terrifying. Fear boner. Fear
action. Look at that smile. Look at that fucking smirk. She's pulling all the strings. You fucking puppeteer.
Dude, the gal that they got to play going, what's her name? Madeline Madden? She's fucking awesome.
As much as
she really came into her own this season, man, like a lot.
As much as I get like how boring that exposition might have been, I wish they would have kind of explained the Game of Houses a little bit more before.
Oh, you talking about this? Yeah, this little party. First of all, Rand in the coat is fucking just. Honestly, I think
definitely
what they based
not
on this scene
the
is
dragon.
That you're gonna go, oh, I'm definitely not the dragon, and you see Rand in the coat, and I think they banked on no one else giving a fuck what was going on in the scene once you see Rand in that coat.
Totally.
Because as a book reader, you're like, that's the fucking coat. That's like the cover art coat. So good. What I was going to say about...
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
God. The Loghain thing, it's like I was a little worried that Loghain would maybe be Rand's teacher. But I don't think that if Loghain ever learns to channel again or is able to channel again like Moraine, that he'll be like sane enough to teach Rand. And then, he just seems a little too kind of out there. Like Rand even says, I think at the end of this episode or maybe next episode, he's just like, you're insane. You can't teach me anything.
You'll learn something from him. It might not be any specific weaves, but
yeah,
you'll get some lessons out of that whack job.
Nothing. This is so weird because they're all just wearing white except Rand and Moraine's sister. Like everyone's like, it's weird. I guess that everybody's got some versions of blue on.
Oh, that's right. This is when she's explaining the hunt for the horn as a way to cull the herd. It's like the Hunger Games, basically. The hunt for the horn is their version of Hunger Games.
Oh, right, right. Oh, let's clear out the foregate and they'll basically kill themselves looking for the horn or go someplace and never come.
For the horn is not real. There is no reward. It's all a ploy to purge the Forge.
Of course it's not real. This is the most political city in the world. Everything anyone says or does is part of some scheme or some game. You've laid it all there. Don't you wonder why she wanted to talk to you?
What about you? What is your reason for helping me?
Don't ask questions, you know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I they're never going to be able to get any kind of nuanced Game of Hounces, and they don't even do that great of a job of it in the book. But it would be really hard to capture it in a 6-minute scene. Something I don't.
Yeah, you're right. They are, in the book, they really only bring it up when they need something, and then it turns into kind of like this. It turns into a quick scene. So I guess that's. I guess they probably don't want to explain too much of it because it really doesn't come to anything except for a few exchanges. Why were you running, Matt?
Oh, we do get fireworks. I forgot about that.
Why is Matt exhausted from running?
I think I'm a little behind you.
Fast as he can. I'll go ahead and pause mine for just a second.
But it won't go away. Each. The urge to touch it.
How do I stop it?
How about Rand just steals the wine and leaves homegirl there and she's all mad? That's where I'm at right now.
Well, and he shows up exhausted too. Like he ran to Loghain as fast as he could through the city of fireworks.
I know. The itch. Oh, the urge to touch. He has the itch and he has the urge to touch it. I think you should see a doctor, sir. That's called, you need some antibiotics.
That's not going to go away on its own. Oh, what are you doing, Loghain? Now you're just being a jerk.
What are we talking about here? Eventually it's going to spill out of you if you touch it. What is he doing? He's wasting that really nice wine. What a dick.
Castrate. Yeah, no duh, Rand. You're the...
So they can castrate us.
You're the dragon.
You're not the dragon. What the fuck did you just say to me, bro?
Blood of Luz Theritelabon flows in my veins. I can feel it.
No, I said you're definitely not the dragon. That's what I said.
This was a mistake.
Wrong.
You're going to get me out of here. I know you are.
No, you can't.
I'm the only one who can get you.
I think that's definitely some foreshadowing because Rand starts to hear Luz Theron's voice in his head.
You're sick. Maybe, but none of us can hide from what
you're sick. God, Yosu's hubbed.
Well, there's Matt coming downstairs, just like Ren looking for the lightsaber. Oh. This I don't get.
So I think they're just, this is just kind of, to me, this is kind of an Easter egg about Matt. Like Matt in the books before he's completely severed from the dagger is, this is Matt to a T. He's a bad friend. He's selfish. He's mean.
No.
And this is what Matt would do. He absolutely would run away from a friend that needed him at this point.
But why would he go look for her then?
I don't know if he was going to look for her, if he was just trying to leave, kind of, and came across her, and then he sees that she's sad. He's like, it's not going to be a fun reunion. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I didn't realize they took that whole fucking wall. Oh, no, they just zoomed in on it. It's like, Jesus, they removed that whole wall?
Yeah.
If I want, I'm not going to seduce you. If I want to have sex with you, I'll just say, hey, Min, want to fuck?
Yeah. I got game.
Ma?
Yeah?
The door's open.
Yeah.
So let's go.
One of the things I missed earlier about saying, Matt pops the cork off the wine and he starts flipping it through his fingers like a coin.
Oh, does he?
And he flips it like a coin, too. It's like, you're a fucking gambleholic, buddy.
Yeah.
Just like my landlord.
just playing slot machines, though, probably.
Oh, 100%. Just fucking
people who sit down and play cards, I got respect for them. But if you're just pumping that slot machine button, like, what are you doing?
Head to the max bet. Dumb as fuck. Biggest waste of time ever.
All right, Perrin's. What? Okay, so where? All right.
So Perrin's in the back of a wagon going down the road with a Sean Chan for whatever reason, but Ishii's getting real, real comfortable.
Is only Perrin? Yeah, why would only Perrin? Oh, an honored guest. Okay, so they didn't take everybody from the village.
Right. Yeah, he's an honored guest, Loyal, and a couple of the Shinarians.
You must be thirsty.
What are you up to, Ishii?
I think you're the one that's thirsty, Ishmael. I'm sorry, this is very homoerotic. He's just like, drink the water. You can do it. It's good for you.
I'm going to pour this in your mouth. Now rub it all over your face and tell me you're a bad
look
boy.
At the intensity of the stare, dude, from Ferris. Ferris is just like, you want it, don't you? You want it. It's like, dude, I am freaked the fuck out right now.
And you know what, Perrin? I don't care if you want it, because I do. Ferris Ferris is a handsome man. I mean, they're both handsome men. I'd pay to see that go down.
I want to meet the monster.
Who are you?
You know who I am.
Do I?
He wants to meet his monster. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
The man with the fire eyes.
What Moraine told you.
Moraine doesn't tell me shit. I tell Moraine things.
First of all, I'm a wolf, and I growl at guys like you. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
And now, Loghain. Ooh.
What do you want from me?
God, the Domani, or is it? I forget which one's Domani and which one's...
Domani.
They're so precise. Like, holy shit.
That's all they do is train with the power as a weapon, so...
It's a beautiful thing to watch. Great interest. Oh, will you, Emperor?
Yeah, exactly.
Why does he walk? He's not actually there, is he? There's no way Ishii's there.
I believe he's there, yeah.
IRL.
Yeah, I believe so.
But why would he just walk out into the battle?
My other thought is that maybe they were kind of in Telenrin Riyadh, and then Ishii steps out and he's like, wake, Perrin wakes up.
Oh,
but it didn't seem like it was in the world of dreams. Do you notice that Elias has fucking blood on his mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he ask him at a certain point? He's like, did you turn into a wolf? He's like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, totally. What do you think this is? Teen Wolf? Shut up.
Did you steal those nags? I prefer the term liberated. Freedom is in the air tonight. I need to grab one more thing. By one more thing, I mean, I need to talk to Meandrin.
Well, he's coming with me. It was mostly even his idea.
Well, he's nothing if not predictable.
I'm not mad at what they're doing with Min because she doesn't really realize what she's doing. She's not like... So some people are like, Min's not a dark friend. And it's like, well, of course she's not a dark friend, but she doesn't know what's going down either. So I'm curious what, well, I guess she says Moraine won't have anything over us, but I guess Moraine just has the man in North Harbor over her, but, and the fact about she knows about Min's visions. So, but I don't know what else. It seemed like it meant more than that, but I don't know.
So I forget, what was Min and Leandrin talking about?
She was saying that if you do this, then, you know, Moraine won't have anything over either one of us ever again.
Oh, that's right. I forget Min is doing this to get her visions taken away.
See, right now, you know, Ran was like, I don't think they were doing sex before because Ran turned her down, but now it seems like he's all about it. It seems like he's getting manipulated. He seems confused, you know?
Yeah, and she's not turned on that he's having sex. She's turned on that he's channeling.
Yeah. Well, and in the books, one of the things that way you can...
So did they
a man
fuck?
Can feel... Yeah.
And then he wakes up and lights the building on fire. After...
Yeah.
Having... So that wasn't... So did they have sex in Teleron Riad?
I'm not sure, actually. Could have been.
They must have.
I feel like, yeah.
Because she just showed up in her jammies from wherever she was sleeping.
Well, she came home from the party.
So that hut is her whole bar.
Yeah.
And then she just sells wine.
Her bar is outdoor. Her bar is like outdoor alehouse.
The worst bodega ever. Even for a bodega, that's pretty ghetto.
I don't even think that's a weed.
Bodega.
Bless your heart, Egwene.
You can't channel him. You got those long cuffs. Those long Mormon cuffs. These motherfuckers are in this must be the right place, because these two wouldn't be able to find the hidden arches.
What do you mean?
If they weren't the real arches, if Leandrin and what's their name took them to.
Yeah, they don't have fake arches. Oh, I mean, it's not that I thought that they took Nynaeve to like some, you know, backup arch that kills people or something. It's like, they just, like, if they stop channeling, they could just leave her in there.
Yeah.
Technically speaking.
Yeah, that's right. If it has to do with what they see has to do with what you're channeling into it. I just wasn't sure because of the, you know, like I said, those two arches being broken. It was what kind of ghetto ass. They got ghetto ass bodega, ghetto ass arches.
You don't think that affects the Tarangriel? Is them... It's like, it's broken. I'm sure it still works fine.
just get in.
You don't think it'll short out or anything? No.
For you. Do you really think Nynaeve would want you to throw away your life, your future, because she's gone?
She's the strongest person I've ever known. How could she have failed?
Oh, Elaine, with the logic.
No one knows what happens in the arches.
I think she probably failed because she doesn't like you anymore, Egwene. She decided she doesn't want to be your friend, so she's going to go live in the arches. Egwene's got a new best friend. I'm out of here.
In the arches, Nynaeve is going to be Egwene's Domani, and what's the other?
Soldam,
yeah, she's gonna be Egwene's Soldam.
Meanwhile, like, Nynaeve's just having her best time. Perrin's a nanny.
Mommy, look!
Did Perrin make that for you?
She wanted something to fight off the monsters. She's a brave girl. I
Because I think what confused me so much is there's not enough dream logic going on here. Like, did she live 8 years?
I mean, that's one of those things that could be like up for debate.
Yeah.
For her, it could have been 8 years, you know, because time, that's one of the things they definitely talk about is that time passes differently. You know, when you're in the dream, there's a time when Perrin's in the dream for, I think, what seems like a couple of days. And it's been like a couple of weeks.
Oh, it's Inception rules. Inception rules.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks, you know. I can't remember which way it goes. And I think when it gets to the last battle, the closer they get to the boar, it goes both ways. Like sometimes it's a couple of hours in the wolf dream and it's a couple of days in the regular world. And then sometimes it's vice versa. Look at Matt. I love Matt, just all gangstered out. He obviously has money.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him. He's got his cool green coat on.
Fucking Prince Valiant.
Yeah, dude.
What note? Did he just hand her the note that Lan found?
Oh, I think it was a note from Egwene from the tower.
Oh.
Like a letter. God, put your hair back up, Lan. It looks terrible when it's down, dude. I hate it. Trollocs have invaded Saldea.
Sucks to be them.
See, and this could be like an alternate true reality because it's like one of those things because things that are still happening kind of like the last battle. Trollocs are invading, you know, they're invading the borderlands.
Yeah. Yeah, there needs to be more dream shimmers or something going on here. But I guess that would give it away. They don't want to give it away. But yeah, just.
Yeah, I was like, I think they're trying to. And you know what? I this is something I thought about a lot too. I do like that there's changes and like that, even if I don't always like the changes, it's like I want to see callbacks. I want to see Easter eggs. I don't just need to see the books in, you know, movie form. I want to see some of the things, but I want the story to be told well, and I want to see some, you know, that's part of the fun sometimes is seeing some departures and some different things or slightly different takes on stuff like that. So, dead Trolloc.
And I forget too, yeah, when they start this whole side quest, we do see the arch shimmer behind her. So,
yeah,
if we're paying attention like I never am, I should know that we're still.
It's really subtle. And then when she looks back, it's gone.
Yeah.
See Matt's eye? See Matt's eye?
Oh.
Perrin caught the axe in the chest right there. Lan got stabbed.
I keep missing Matt's eye.
And that's the second time because the first time you see his left eye is when the beginning of the episode, Rand, in Rand's vision, he is missing his eye. Hey, thanks for waiting till everybody was dead to channel 90.
Thanks for nothing.
You could have done that when the Trolloc showed up and everyone would still be alive.
You could have did that to make
good job
dinner, you lazy dum-dum.
That's not how we use the power here.
Listen, Anakin, hand me that piece of fruit.
Give me that pear, Anakin. Those things that me and Lisa watch, the not Obi-Wan videos, like that's one of the things that like he falls back and makes fun of about it all the time. And he's just like, oh, it was one time. So it was one time, my master.
The way back will come but once.
Unless you're fucking naive, then it'll come back.
I forget how. Oh no, it's because Egwene and Elaine are channeling into it, right? Or wait, how does it come back? Maybe because she channeled all big in the to get rid of the Trollocs or something. It activated it.
Yeah.
Which would make more sense because Nynaeve is as powerful as four sisters. This is kind of rough, man. She thinks she's going to save her kid and walk out.
Oh.
And then it looks, look at the blood right in the middle of her belly.
Oh.
Yeah, she must have activated because they're just napping it out. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, they were channeling into it a little bit. They might have woke it up, but
we'll just sleep here and see if she comes out by a miracle.
This is only the most sacred place on the planet, but I'm sure that two fucking novices.
Yeah, it's not guarded. No one's watching it. They're just taking a nap there. It's cool. You guys are novices and you're supposed to be in bed because you got to be up in 3 hours to do chores, but you guys just hang out because maybe your friend will not ever show up again.
Why don't you go take a dump in the quad too while you're at it?
Go cut down one of the trees for your senior
prank. Directed. Holy shit. Woo! I forget what a just like wow. Yeah, because that's the
those two episodes were pretty intense.
I forget too, because we're still kind of messed up from last week. I forget that was 2 and 3. In my head, part of me was thinking we were watching 1 and 2. But like I forget the first time we watched episode 1, 2, 3, bang, bang, boom. And that's how it ended. And then we had to wait a week. And it was like, holy crap, what is happening?
What is happening now?
This is so good. I like this show. I know when we start to fucking pull on the threads in the, you know, but in the book this and the book that, you know, a lot of times it starts to come apart. But, and I think I told you, so Lola... Everyone out there, another one of my friends up in Seattle, my wife was just up there visiting, and I knew that she kind of watched season one. Like, I didn't want to bug her too much because I don't want friends to, like, have to pretend like they like the show for my sake. So I'm just like, you know, whatever. And then, you know, I got a couple of texts from her. And she's like, yeah, I've been watching the show and Josh watches it sometimes when he can stay awake, you know, and that's not because Josh hates the show. It's because he works hard and he gets tired. But I was just like, hey, you should come on the show. We've been and she's barely started reading the books. She did start reading the books because she likes the show, but she's like not even halfway through the first book. So I want to get her on before she gets too much book knowledge. But it was so great because I was like kind of just peppering her, just like, hey, you should come on. Like I said, not trying to make her feel too obligated. And finally she texted me back. She's like, I love this fucking show. And so I was like, oh my God, we have to get you on sooner than later before you get too much book knowledge in you, so that we can talk to someone who's really into the show, but hasn't read too much of the book. So thank you so much. Jess, any final thoughts on episodes 2 and 3?
Not really. Just those ones were really intense on the move the story along. I think I got a little frustrated when we first watched number 4 because it kind of spread some stuff out. I think these ones moved really faster than I thought because it's like you said, we got 3 and it was like, I didn't appreciate how much ground they covered actually in those 3 because we kind of jammed them all together. So
thank you for listening to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. And please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thankthelight. That is patreon.com/thankthelight. We have and will continue to produce Wheel of Time content for free. But if you could help us with some production costs, we would be greatly appreciative. We are asking for $3 a month, and to show our appreciation, you will receive an exclusive podcast every month. We do not want to put any Wheel of Time content behind a paywall, so those Patreon episodes will be of a different fantasy movie while we unfairly compare it to the Wheel of Time. We have done Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves.
And Dungeons & Dragons.
We're running a little bit late on our October episode, so what I did is I threw up our Time Pop Patreon episode. So up there, there is a... Spider-Verse. No, is it Spider-Verse? I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, we're doing Princess Bride next week. Princess Bride is going to be our second Patreon episode. You're going to get your 4 episodes by the end of the season. You're going to get, you know, we're running a little bit late, but I'm promising you at least an episode a month. We're getting caught up. I've got a lot of extra recording that I've been doing on top of these new Patreons. But you'll also receive a little gift pack full of swag. We got some cool Thank the Light coasters, stickers, all that stuff. So, and on top of it all, you get to pick the movie. If you're one of the first people to join, which we're growing our Patreon page slowly, so there's still plenty of room to get in there and have you pick one of the fantasy movies we watch. Next, we're going to do Princess Bride, and then we're going to do Beastmaster, and then we're going to do whatever movie you want us to do. If you like the show and would like to continue to support us for free, we just ask again that you like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Thank the Light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parched Ailment. We are now at Parched Ailment on Twitter. We are at Parched Ailment on Instagram. We are Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast on Facebook. So we're going to be all over the social medias. Please come chat with us, especially chat with Fatty at Parched Ailment on the X app.
That's it, man.
We'll see you next week for some more commentaries. I hope you enjoy rewatching season two along with us right now. And happy late Halloween. Have a great time.
Yeah, happy Halloween. And may you always find water and shade.
Impossible. Lois could never have Superman's baby. Do you think her fallopian tubes could handle his sperm? I guarantee he blows a load like a shotgun right through her back. What about her womb? Do you think it's strong enough to carry his child?
Sure, why not?
He's an alien, for Christ's sake.
How's it I go from the verge of hot Floridian sex with Brandy to Man of Steel coital debates with you in the food court?
Cookie stand is not part of the food court.
Well, of course it is.
The food court is downstairs. The cookie stand is upstairs. It's not like we're talking quantum physics here.
The cookie stand counts as an eatery. The eateries are part of the food court.
Bullshit. Eateries that operate within the designated square downstairs qualify as food court. Anything outside of said designated square is considered an autonomous unit for mid-mall snacking. Now, if you're going to wax intellectual about the subject, holy shit.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.